Yeah, anyway, that's done. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me
Good.
eating?
It's not too bad.
Okay, good. I'm going to try to not make too much noise. But when I'm like cutting it and stuff, and I'll just mute the microphone so that you don't get the sound from the cutlery on the plate. That's annoying in the background. Me like chewing. What do you call it? Do you call it paprikas, bell peppers?
Bell peppers.
Do you
Now,
call
is
them?
paprika a bell pepper? Is that what the spice is, paprika?
Yeah.
What is paprika?
Bell pepper.
It is bell pepper. Fucking, what a stupid spice. Don't you think it has no flavor? Like, if you add paprika to something, like, might as well not have, right?
I love it. If you have the spice that is called like smoked paprika.
I like truly, I cannot taste it. I like, and people are like, you've got to put it on the deviled eggs, and I'm like, I don't. It tastes like chalk. I don't get it. But you know what? I've learned something new that paprika is bell pepper, and we actually call them in Australia a whole new word. We call them capsicum.
Yeah, capsicum. That was the next one I was going to say. Do you use paprika, bell pepper, or capsicum?
Capsicum. But
Yeah.
in America, they've never heard of capsicum. Before we jump into this episode, we wanted to remind you that we swear a lot as we go through this, and that we'll be talking about different subjects that may be triggering to some listeners, such as domestic violence, sexual assault, covert control, sex, and overall R-rated material. We won't be talking in depth about most of these things in each episode, and if we are, we will give you a trigger warning before we delve into something too deep. But we wanted to start each episode with saying, look after your own mental health, and if it's not worth it today, don't listen to the episode.
Yeah, she's talking English and she comes up to us and she's like, I wanted to talk to you guys. And then she's like, Dick, I had dinner with Caitlin 2 days before I
Oh,
left,
she
something
did
like
say that.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she was like, you need to sign the divorce papers. And I was in shock. I was like, I looked at him and I was like, what? What divorce papers? Like, what divorce? Like, what? And he grabbed his mum. He switched to Polish, like, boom, Polish.
Yeah.
And like, he was talking in a way to like force her, like,
Shut up.
every word out of your mouth now has to be Polish or
Yes.
you shut up. One or the other.
Yeah.
And he grabs her and he walks off away from me. And I'm like all alone in a country I don't know. So I just stand there in shock for a minute, like trying to think like what did she say and what
Yeah,
is she
you're not even
talking
really
about?
sure if you heard it right. Yeah.
No idea. It's like what, 2, 3 years into the relationship, and then all of a sudden you hear from his mum, like you've barely met her, and then she's like talking about divorce papers. I was like, what is this? So, like after like the initial shock, I walk to where they're at, and they're talking in Polish. And I look at him, and I'm like, "What's going on? Can't you just speak English?" And he's like, "No, it's nothing. Just go away. I'll be there in a minute." And I'm like, "Okay." And obviously, he's like, "What do you call it? Like trying to put out the fire, like rushing, like." A headless chicken, you know, like he didn't know what to do, so he's like trying to like, you know,
He's
think
just
quick,
throwing
think
shit at the wall
fast.
and hoping something sticks, yeah.
Yeah. And then they have a full-on argument in Polish. I have no idea what they're talking about. And obvious, I think like he was like yelling at her or like something,
You
like
don't
why the
know, Mom,
fuck?
you dumb bitch.
Yeah, you're full of shit, like. She's full of shit. Caitlin's full of shit. Why do you even listen to her? Why are you even why are you even having dinner with her? Like,
yeah. Oh, he would have given her the hardest time.
Mm-hmm. And she's obviously like, okay, did I say something wrong? So she didn't ever mention
why
to...
would it make a big deal to mention that she's married? Yeah.
Yeah. So she never mentioned it ever again to me. Ever. Mm. That was like that tiny little bit in English, and that's it. That's all I heard of it. So then he's done speaking to her and she walks off. Now they're angry at each other. He's like, okay, fuck her. Let's just go here.
So I want to hear what happens from here, but just quickly, you just said that's the only time you heard about it. Did you ever talk to him about that I might be married again, or was this the only time and you had to keep it in from here on?
Well, right after, when his mom walked off and they were angry at each other, I like straight away to him, like, what is she talking about? And he's like, oh, you know this. I was like, no, what? He's like, it's just bullshit. Like, it's, don't worry about it. I was like, what do you mean? Like, and I was like, I'm like, look at me. Are you married? He's like, no, of course. Like, you know all of this. Like, don't pretend like you don't know.
Don't know this. He makes you feel dumb. And you're like, do I know about this? I think I remember if you were married.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, but I'm like, no, I'm not following the conversation. Like, can you tell me what just happened? Do you need to sign divorce papers? He's like, babe, we've had this conversation before.
Also, Naomi, this completely flips his story on its head of that I'm the one who's being uncooperative. If it's just that he needs to just sign them, then it's like...
No. But you know what I mean? He's telling me, like, you know all of this, trying to think, what is he going to say next? So after a couple of minutes, he's like, we've had this conversation before. I'm like, what conversation? He's like, it's bullshit. She's just trying to get some money out of me. Like, the divorce is just bullshit. It was never a divorce. She's Australian American, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, and you know we lived in America. I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, so it's hard to live in America. You need like a green card or something. You need, you know. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, obviously she was allowed to stay there, but we falsified documents that we were married in Australia and
what? We were,
yeah. And then he said, and those, like, he falsified documents, like a marriage license from Australia, and you were going to send it in America so that he could stay there and work and whatever.
Why would we?
But
falsify, like, create, like, you can just go to a courthouse and get married. Don't you think that is a less effort than becoming like full felon criminals and like creating fake documents? Like, what are you talking about?
No, but this, like, is his story.
It makes more sense that you would just go to a courthouse and get married. This doesn't make any sense.
No, like, and I was like, you falsified? He's like, yeah, but don't worry about it. We never sent it in. We ended up breaking up before that anyway, so it was sent in. Nobody got those documents.
Okay. First of all, it was not in Australia. As you know, it was in Vegas. Yeah, the little white wedding
chapel. I've seen the marriage license now. So now I know.
You've seen the license. You've seen the photos. Yeah, exactly. Did you Google it?
No, you showed it to me.
I showed it to you.
Yeah. And at that point, why didn't I Google at that point? Like, I was too fucking dumb to Google it.
Yeah, you should have just looked it up.
But he was gaslighting me. He was like, this was his story.
But you know what? And even if you had have found it, he would have said, yeah, I told you we sent it in America. He would have somehow. There's no point in Googling, because even when you find out the truth, even when you know he's lying, it's no point.
There's nothing I could have done with it. Like, whatever story he wants you to know, that's what you know. And if you know something else, it's wrong. It's whatever he tells you. It doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. No, so that was the story. And he's like, I never want to talk about it ever again. I've told you this before. You have such a bad memory. Like, we've had this conversation 1,000 times before.
That's why mm-hmm. I whipped my mother away so quickly. Yeah. That it's first mentioned. Because we've treasured about this.
Yeah.
So many times.
That's why I don't remember it. Because we've had it so many times.
So like, if you many tell times. Me.
So many dumb times.
Fucking slut. Get your memory.
Dumb fucking slut. Yeah. Yeah, he was like, you have fucking early Alzheimer's because we've had this conversation. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess I have early Alzheimer's then because, you know, whatever Dr. you say Dick. Goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, yeah, so I didn't believe his story, but I believed his story. Do you know what I mean?
You had to go along with it. And you sort of tell yourself to go along with it. You know in your heart of hearts that he's lying.
Yeah, you know it's bullshit, but there's nothing you can do about it. And now this is the story, and you just gotta believe it. I told my cousin and I told my best friend, and I was like, I had them because I'm from up north. So we were visiting up north, or I had like a conversation on the phone or something. I would always take my dog out for a walk. And like, it was like every day was like an hour to 2 hour walk. And it was just a bullshit. I had a tiny chihuahua. Like, he didn't need a long walk. Yeah. He just needed to pee and go back inside. But I had like a full on 2 hour long walk just to get that time alone to call my cousin or my like any of my friends up north, you know. And I remember I told both my cousin and my best friend and told them both this whole story. I was like, I was in Poland and his mom said this and he said it was bullshit and I don't know what to believe. And they're like, what? Like, what? And that was the last I heard of it. I was never allowed to ever bring it up ever again.
Right.
And if I asked him later on, like, did you speak to her about like the papers, that is just bullshit, like, did you figure it out? And he's like, don't worry about it, I fixed it, it's I told you it's nothing. And it was always the same story. It was always the same thing.
The thing I don't understand, Naomi, is why wouldn't so you have this lie going. Like, I just don't like why. Sorry, I dropped you.
Yeah, I heard.
you have this lie going that's going to be hard to cover up. Just sign the papers so that you don't have to lie about. Like, I'm not going to reach out to you anymore. Like, why wouldn't, like, what? It is easier for you to get out of this. I don't understand why he was like, then also gaslighting me, like, oh yeah, I sent them, or like whatever, like, what we like, just get out of the marriage. You need to for your next relationship. You've got to get out of it. She doesn't like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I'm just thinking now, like, that doesn't make, like, why wouldn't you try and why wouldn't you sign them?
Mm-hmm. I don't, that's the thing. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I have no idea what's going on, what he was thinking. Like, what's the deal? I don't know, because nothing makes any sense. Like, first of all, why lie at all? Why not just say, like, I was married or I'm still married, like, waiting for the divorce papers or whatever. Second of all, you choose to not say anything while your ex-wife is trying to get you to sign the fucking divorce papers, and you just gaslight and basically refuse to sign the papers while you have a full-on life. You've moved on, you have a new girlfriend, you have a house with your girlfriend, like, you're talking with your new girlfriend about, like, when we get married and having children and whatever. And then in the back of your head, you know you're married and you're refusing to end that marriage. Like, it makes no sense.
So strange.
The whole thing is just great. Like, I can't wrap my head around it. I can't understand it. It frustrates me that I can't understand it.
It doesn't. And I think the only thing is that he still felt like he had a little bit of control over me, because otherwise it's just making his life more difficult.
Yeah. Well, I've reported him to the police.
Yeah.
We've barely mentioned it, but I've reported him. Now, I have to go to court in March, and you also have to go to the same court, but like virtually, I believe.
Yes.
And that is like a whole, it's the same, but it's a whole different thing. It's a case the government has against me because he was running scams in my name.
Not so he Dick. Was... He's such a lovely man.
Yeah, it's the same thing. He didn't spit on me, he spat next to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he's gonna explain this. Well, obviously I just have to say that this is my side of the story to be within all the laws. My side of the story is that I didn't do it. But yeah. So I have to go to the court because the Norwegian government has a case against me for scamming. What do you call it?
Like an unemployment check. So
yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
So Dick was
one filling. Second. One second, because I'm gonna cut this out. I can't say. He did this and this and this and this. I can't say that.
Okay, sorry.
I can't go into those details.
So
I can be like, I can say what I just said, and then I can say, but I didn't do it.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Sorry, I was just trying to defend you. I couldn't believe you weren't defending yourself, but it makes sense as to what.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So... the government has a case against me. I have to go in March to court. You have to go to court as well, virtually, to be a witness, because I didn't scam these unemployment checks. And I don't know if he has to be there or not. That is up to the police if they want him as a witness or not, but I don't want him or I don't need him as a witness because he's just gonna lie anyway. But on top of that, I have reported him to the police for domestic abuse or domestic violence. And the Norwegian system is a bit slow, so I reported him, like, we're coming up to a year and a half ago. I reported him ages ago. But when I got the news that I have to go to court, I freaked out, and I was like, how can I help my case? How can I prove I didn't do this? How can I prove that this was not me? This was somebody else. And that's how I reached out to you. I sat down a couple of days later and I was like thinking, what is his ex name? And I was like stalking for like a full on day until I knew that it was you. And then I sent the first message I wasn't planning on any of this to happen. I just wanted to ask you, like, did he treat you well? And then if you said no, if you were honest and said no, I would have just, like I did, told you, like, he ruined my life.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you, like, if would you be willing to tell the police that he treated you like shit? Would you be willing to tell them that everything he did to me, he did to you? But before I even got to ask you, we were having a full-on conversation. You were like, tell me what you need. I'll speak to the police. And I'm like,
I
oh
got
my
the message from you. I remember I was sitting there watching TV with Ty. And I was like, who's this? And because there's this gorgeous group where all of the mums on our island pay forward stuff when you're done with it, I always get a lot of messages. Like, I thought, oh, someone from Facebook needs to pick something up, or, you know. And yeah. I opened it and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, X just messaged me. And he was
you
like,
you knew what? It was me?
Well, because you had said, are you? Oh, I don't think I said that because you said, are you dick sex? And so I think I said, I just got this really weird message. And I wrote back like I am, and, you know, everyone's heard. And I'm, you know, I wasn't sure because I didn't know what you wanted, right? So I was like, and also it's not anything that I've spoken about with anyone. And so then I remember, I just remember when I got your message saying he ruined my life, and like my heart, like it was as though like this weight on my shoulders, and like my heart like sucked up high, right? And it's like everything dropped, and I was like, it was like in a movie, you know, and it's like then everything warps around you and it's just like hyper focus on the phone, but it's like that's what it was like, everything, like even physically, like I felt like it melted, like I'd never even admitted it. And I was like, he ruined my life too. And then it was just nonstop. And I couldn't believe how much of it was the same. And I truly forgot how bad, like I had repressed so much of it, because as I keep saying, I was in survival mode and I got out, but I had, you know, financially abused people. Like I was just make it through the day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, life went on and it's been 10 years and I just never, like, I just, it was so wild, that moment when you said he ruined my life. I can't even explain what it felt like.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, on Facebook, it says that you live in America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I googled like your time zone and everything, and I was like, okay, if you message her now, then it's gonna be roughly this time. And then it was like late at night, or it was like afternoon here, so that would have been like 4 a.m. in Australia, so the middle of the night.
Oh, so I didn't get it right.
And I didn't. You got it in the morning.
Ah.
Hmm. And then I was operating from the American time zone. Yes. And I was like, okay, it's like midday there, because it was like becoming like late evening here. And that would have been, you would have been like 5 hours behind. So like early evening there. And I was like, okay, well, you know, if she hasn't a normal job, she would be done at work now. And I could tell that you had a kid, so I was like, okay, maybe she'll answer later, I don't know. And then like late in the evening, I got that message back from you. And then I had thought, like, obviously she doesn't want to answer me, you know. That was, I was like, well, it was worth a try, but you know, she's not gonna answer. I'll check tomorrow morning if she said something, but I don't think so. So I thought that you're like, who the fuck is this, whatever. And then I thought you were never going to answer me.
Wow.
And then like late in the evening, right before I was going to go to bed, you're like, I am. And yeah, it exploded, like we've said 100 times, like it just went on from there. I stayed up like super late that evening.
No, I remember, because you were saying like, oh, it's like 2 a.m. and I was like, oh, okay, sorry. And you were like, no. This is more important.
I'm like, yeah, whatever.
You didn't go to bed that first night, right?
No, the first night I did, go to bed. But it was like a couple of days later.
Then you
stayed up all night. You're like, go get some sleep. I'm like, nah, it's too late. There's no point anymore. Stayed up all night. Yeah. So yeah, I was operating from you being 5 hours behind me, but in reality you were 10 hours ahead of me. So yeah, I had given up. But that wasn't even the point. That's not even what I was going to say. I was going to say there, hopefully there's going to be a second court date where it's me against him because I reported him. And I don't know how much detail I can go into. Like, obviously, I can go into detail of my experience of the relationship, like what the whole podcast is about. But the whole like going to court and all that, like, I can't
The current
say.
investigations, yeah. Probably can't talk about until after they're done.
Yeah,
Too
probably. Well,
much or in
I can check
detail.
out the I can check out the rules and the laws, of course. But then obviously it's also thinking about this podcast is open and public for everybody. So if he ever finds it, if it's before going to court, if we ever do get a court date, then I don't want him to be able to take out anything from this podcast. You know? So I have to think about that as well. But I'm 100% down to record everything after after court. If, but it's a big if I even get a court date, because they the police might be like, well, we don't have enough evidence, so we can't take the case to court. That's just how the Norwegian system work. But they're taking, the government is taking me to court in March, so we'll deal with that first, and I'll talk about it as much as I can and as much detail as I can. But if there's some things that our listeners don't understand, then just know that I can't, there's, I can't talk about everything until after. You know, I have to see what happens. But right now, I'm risking jail time. Or prison time. You don't even call it jail time in English. You call it
Jail is where
prison
you
time.
wait, and then once you hit a sentence, you go to prison.
So
That's
I'm not in jail.
prison.
But I might
Okay, but
have.
Norwegian prisons, not that not I I
It's
shouldn't
a
be like
joke.
it's fine, but like at least it's if you do have to, Naomi,
The only
first
thing
of
is
all,
that
look
I'm not
yourself.
allowed to be like online. You know, I can like, you know, I do game COD, but I won't be allowed to be online to be like boring gaming by myself, gaming with bots.
And is that what you're sad about?
Yeah, that's all I'm
No,
sad about.
I don't want to go to prison because what
Because I
about
can't
COD?
play card online. No, it would suck. And if I do get sentenced, then it's the whole like traveling. Like, if I ever want to go to Australia or America, it's the whole deal. If you have
I felt lemon.
everything. Yeah. So that sucks. But I'm prepared for the worst. And then, let's just hope for the best. But
I gave a statement to the police to
yeah.
establish a pattern of behavior, so
Yeah. And I think that helps a lot. Absolutely. And there's more people as well that also know certain
You have more
things. So
witnesses.
yeah, every little thing will help. But it sucks. It sucks. That's yeah,
If you're
I don't
just so
know.
bad with money, Naomi.
Yeah, I'm so horrible with money because I had so many loans before I met him. Like, the reality is that, including the government, I owe, when I've looked, like, I haven't even gone to details. I'm not, I have PTSD and I struggle a lot in day-to-day life. It's hard coming out of a relationship like that. And when you and me started talking, I was like so scared Like, I'm not as scared anymore because talking to you have helped a lot.
Yeah.
But when I contacted you and that whole time before, I was like so fucking scared of him.
Yeah.
And when I messaged you, he didn't know I had reported him. Now he knows.
Now
I
he know knows.
That he knows. And that's a reason to why you've gotten messages from his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he's reached out to you, but he's also reached out to me, and we'll get in details on that maybe next in the next one or something, because I think next episode we'll continue this conversation because there's a lot to cover here. But yeah, I have PTSD and I struggle a lot in everyday life with everything, so I haven't been able to like go into details of how much do I owe because of him, you know. But when I look at like the big numbers,
high level,
when I look at like the government and the loans and like those like taxes, all those big things, then we're at close to 1 million. How much is that in Australian or US dollars?
350 grand. No, a million
US
is 100 grand. 100 grand US. No, it's way more than that.
I'll have a look.
Hold on.
I don't even have dollars in this. Yeah, I do.
Oh, sorry. It's if we look at the current exchange rate today, it is 100,000 American dollars.
Yeah, and 140, a bit more, Australian dollars.
Yeah.
So it's quite a lot. And that's only looking at it roughly. That's only looking at the big numbers. I haven't even put in like the small numbers because I don't need to figure that out before I get a court date with him. That doesn't make a difference to the court I have to go to now.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a difference to this case. And I've tried to find information. Like, there are people that have been sentenced for this, that has done this, and they have admitted that they've done it, and they gotten their sentence, and they had to go to prison or whatever. But I haven't found a single case where it's a third party that is to blame. Do you get what I...
Yeah, there's no precedent.
Yeah. So I have no idea how this is going to go. I haven't heard of a single person that has ever experienced this. Like, if you're out there and you're listening and you have, like, send us a message. Because, yeah, I want to hear about it. How did it go? Because right now, for all I know, nobody has experienced this. Maybe in America or a different country, but nobody in Norway that I've found. There might be some, but nobody that I've found.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast so far, please like and subscribe and think about leaving us a 5-star review. It really helps with the algorithm and it is so much appreciated.
And if you want to connect with us, we're on TikTok.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. It's silenced at 21.
Yep. So silenced at 21. So it's at the at symbol and then silenced AT21, the numerals.
Yes.
So check us out there. Silenced, the podcast, is co-hosted by Caitlin and Naomi. Join us for weekly visits into the spiral that was.